Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. All right, everybody, this is the part you've always waited for your entire life, After Hours on the Meathead and Leanne Christmas special here on Barbecue Nation. I don't know if that any of that's true. I don't care, but this is going to be fun. So, okay, you guys ready to do a little math?
Sure.
No.
Oh, come on. In the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, how many gifts were actually given in the 12 days of Christmas?
Oh, my God. There's no way I could do that in my head.
I'm going to say 54.
54, huh? Well, you're 310 gifts short.
It's wow.
364.
All right, I just want to set one thing straight here.
Okay.
It's C-A-W-I-N-G, birds. Cawing birds, not calling birds. Birds don't caw.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Birds go caw, caw. It's cawing birds.
Yeah, and you know what birds caw the most?
Blackbirds and
Blackbirds and crows, ravens.
Yeah, ravens and crows.
Yeah, okay. How many ghosts were there in A Christmas Carol?
Three.
Leanne?
I'll agree.
Four.
Oh.
Oh, you're counting Marley.
Yeah.
Okay. The three ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future.
Future.
Plus Marley.
Right.
Okay.
I asked you this before in the other show. So when did Thomas Edison invent the electric Christmas lights? Give me a year.
Mm-hmm. 1875.
It would have to be in the 1800s, wouldn't it? Wasn't that when Thomas Edison? When did electric lighting start to be commonplace?
Late
1870s. The turn of the century, I would guess. I give up.
1880.
Okay. Oh, I was close.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, very.
Okay. What was the original title for the song Little Drummer Boy?
Shut the heck up in there.
Come on, you guys got this. You got this.
Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
Ringo Goes Nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Little Drummer Boy. It's called The Carol of the Drum.
Oh.
Okay. Got that? All right. Which company first used Santa Claus in their advertisements? This is an easy one.
Coca-Cola.
Yep.
I think so.
Yep.
Coke. And those old Coke ads, that Santa Claus is the coolest Santa Claus ever.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the rosy cheeks and the great smile. They're the best.
Yep. Which U.S. president had his own special recipe for eggnog?
Roosevelt.
No.
No, I'm going to go back before that. Cleveland.
Before that. I'll give you a hint. He also owned his own distillery.
Oh, Washington?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I know Washington had a distillery. You know, the Chicago Sun-Times today had a feature on a drink that's popular around here. And they say also up in Wisconsin, but it came from England centuries ago, called the Tom and Jerry. Have either of you ever tasted it or heard of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got raw egg in it, but it's also, you make like a batter with the raw egg, and then you add some alcohol and some seasonings and other goodies, and it sounds like fun. I'm going to try and make
Is it
some.
Tom and Jerry like from the cartoons? Is that how it got its name?
It came before the cartoon. The cartoon
Yeah.
came later.
Interesting.
Yeah. What is the name of George Bailey in A Wonderful Life, or It's a Wonderful Life, excuse me. What's the name of George's guardian angel?
Ooh.
Oh, I know this.
I don't know it.
Oh God.
It's kind of a Harry Potter name in a way.
Hank.
Oh God, it's right on the tip of my tongue. I if I had another minute or three, I'd remember. Go ahead.
Clarence Oddbody.
Clarence, Clarence.
Yep. Clarence Oddbody.
And every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Yep. Not in this house, but okay, Meathead, you know this. What would you be drinking if you had a Glühwein?
Glug. Glugg.
Glugh.
Oh, Glühwein. Glühwein. Glühwein is the German variation. Glug, which is a marvelous Swedish warm wine drink. And I have a killer recipe for glug on amazingribs.com. I've been making glug every year for like 50 years now. It's just a tradition. And each year it gets a little better and I tweak it and it ages really well. The Glühwein is a mulled wine. It's a warm wine with spices. It can also have things like brandy. Aquavit is typical in Glug. Both of them, Glühwein and Glug, are related.
There you go. Which spirit is traditionally added to butter and served with Christmas pudding?
Woo!
Well, I dug deep for some of these,
I
man.
would say rum.
I would go along with you too. Rum was the drink of choice in colonial America and in Britain.
Brandy. Very close to rum. I mean, they drank a lot of brandy back then too. Okay, this one, I know you know. gosh, in 1964, the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What was the name of Rudolph's elf friend? There will be a quiz on this, listeners.
I have no idea.
I should know because this week, one of the network TVs brought back the old Burl Ives version
NBC did.
like
NBC.
claymation,
Yep.
and I had it on in the background while we were decorating the tree, but I didn't watch it closely. But they brought it to life. It was all every time I saw it, it was all kind of grainy and fuzzy. This was sharp as a tack. You could see the hairs on Rudy. It was a very complicated story with an abominable snowman and everything. I had no
Right.
idea, but
Yeah.
he did. He had some elf buddies, and I don't know their name.
His best one was Hermie, Hermey. Hermie. Okay. What country is the poinsettia from or native to?
Ooh. All right. Something tropical, Leanne?
I don't know. I mean, they do all right in heat. It could be.
Think
I'm going to say Brazil.
southerly. Yeah, Brazil southerly.
I like Brazil too. I'll go along with that.
Mexico, actually.
Okay.
I wouldn't have expected that.
Okay.
Different
Name
language.
the song with the following lyrics in them. It's a pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
You just made that up, didn't you?
No, I did not.
That's gotta be old.
Not
That's
that smart. I'm not that smart, man.
gotta be old.
Yeah.
That's gotta be an old Gene Autry or something.
Bing Crosby, that era, Gene Autry,
Don't
that.
know.
It's beginning to look a lot like
Really?
Christmas.
Really?
Yep,
Huh.
yep, yep. The
Interesting.
American states of Georgia, Arizona, Indiana all have towns with which that share The same Christmas-related name. Georgia, Arizona, Indiana. All have towns.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Santa Claus.
Yep.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
There's a Santa Claus in Indiana. And I guess those other states as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Let me get over here to the next set. And then we're not going to keep everybody all day today. Which country had the first Christmas tree as a tradition? Which country started that tradition? It's a better way to ask that question.
Australia.
I'll go Germany.
Germany, winner. Da, 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 da. And which British monarch popularized the tradition over there in England?
What tradition? The tree?
The tree, yeah.
I have no clue.
Me neither.
Old Queen Vic and her hubby Albert.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So here in, I'm in the Chicago area. Every year around this time, maybe a week or so ago, there's a boat that sails from Michigan across Lake Michigan, loaded with Christmas trees. It's the Christmas tree boat, and it's an old tradition. It's been going on for like a century. And they bring the load of Christmas trees over for poor families and underprivileged.
Sure.
And it's such a cool thing. They a whole boat full of spruce.
I love it. What is the definition of Yule? Yule. Yule.
You'll cook a roast on Christmas.
Yeah, we'll cook a roast on Christmas. Now, Leanne, you should know this one.
I know I should, and I can't remember.
It is a festival celebrated by pagans in the Germanic countries between November and January.
Well, I'm a well-known pagan, and I didn't know about that.
Well, now you do. Which ancient civilization started the tradition of giving and receiving gifts?
Aramaic.
Who? What did you say?
Aramaic.
That's a language.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you said what nation.
I did. Yeah. A civilization, basically.
Oh, civilization.
Think of it.
The Romans.
Oh, okay.
Which British ruler, he wasn't a king or anything, that's a hint, allegedly banned mince pies in the 1600s? You got two clues there.
If this ruler caught you baking a mince pie, he'd break this out and whack you on the knuckles with it.
Yep. And see, I have one too, just like yours, right here.
I wish I had one.
I'll send you one for Christmas.
What ruler banned mince? Why?
Evidently, he didn't like it. Well, he was kind of a dickhead anyway. So
George III.
No.
Don't know.
Oliver Cromwell. He's the guy who lost. He kind of lost his head over the whole
thing.
Well, deal,
now
anyway.
You threw us off with the word ruler because he was.
But I said he wasn't a king. I said he wasn't a king. He was
okay.
A ruler.
He's
okay.
A politician, though.
Yeah.
Prime minister.
What is the original name given to small sausages wrapped in bacon? That's an easy one.
Pigs in a blanket.
There you go. And finally today, for our Christmas special, the tradition of sending Christmas cards began in, multiple choice, 1800, 1843, 1900, or 1919.
Wow.
1843.
You got it. Leanne wins.
I should have known. I was there.
That was like the old Ronald Reagan speech when he said something about a Lincoln speech, and then at the end he turned around and he said, "And no, I did not hear it personally live." So that was good. Last question has nothing to do with Christmas trivia. What's your biggest wish for Christmas, Meathead?
You know, it's funny that you, I would like to think about it for a while, and aside from the classic world peace, et cetera, I have a wish for myself this year, and that is, I've been an entrepreneur since I was in my 20s, and that means 7-day work weeks and 60, 70 hours. And I'm hoping to slow down this year. At age 75, I'm hoping to cut back to about 20 hours a week next year, 2025, and spend more time with my wife and spend more time in the garden and spend more time traveling, spend more time hanging out with you guys and teaching your audience and others how to cook well.
There you go. I think that's very admirable.
That's a tough adjustment.
Yeah, it is. Leanne, what's your wish?
I wish that I have some close friends and family struggling with some health issues. So I wish for them to get well and get through their difficult times.
There you go.
Add my wish to yours. I know about that issue, and I hope it works out best for you.
Thank you.
And my wish for you, Meathead, is that the Chicago Bears at some point in the next 10 years have a winning season.
Oh, don't hurt me now.
help me. Well, I could have said the Cubs, but, you know, whatever.
I'm a football fan, not a baseball fan. Oh, dear.
We're going to get out of here. I wish you both a very Merry Christmas with your family and friends.
And to all your listeners, too. Thanks for joining us this day and other days.
And a Happy New Year, too.
Yes, a Happy New Year.
Make 25 a great year.
I hope so. So for Leanne and Meathead and myself, we wish you, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios, we wish you a great Christmas and New Year's and all of that. Go out there, cook some good food, have a good time, and most of all, be kind. Take care, everybody.